The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome to Home Field Advantage. I'm Tony Curry, your host here on Tony Curry Radio. Wherever you get your favorite podcasts, we're available on every major industry, no matter what industry you're on, no matter what you get your podcast on, you can find us. And of course, we're here on our YouTube channel where you can actually see the wonderful and beautiful Teresa Autry from Expert Realty. She's joining us here, 294-4210, 294-4210 from Expert Realty. She's got this new show we started called Home Field Advantage. And it's a show, like I mentioned, I've been wanting to do it for a long period of time, because I'm fascinated. I've owned like six or seven homes in my life. I've always got questions about things. I'm in the middle right now of renting, which is something I have not done in 20 years. It's really kind of strange for me. But I had also done forbearances during COVID. I'd done so many different things that I don't even know how much money I actually had in my other home. I know I cleared a little bit, but after being in it for 17 years, I probably should have owned it, but I didn't. Anyway, so I feel like I'm kind of starting all over again, and I've got the perfect partner in crime here to go along with me to get me into my next home. So we're going to walk this whole process. What we did last week was I've been writing down questions. Over the last couple of years, I'll be driving around the interstate and I'll go, I want to ask a question about that. And then you fell in my lap. And so I've got all these questions. And so we went through some of those questions. I want to go through some more of them this week, finish shows up.
Okay.
But you also have 12 things that you need to improve on or invest in to help your property value
Once we get all your rental questions answered for this episode, yes. I thought about doing the 12 things to do to increase the value of your home. Because, you know, I say don't ever put a nickel in unless you're going to get a dime's return.
There you go.
That's key.
Yeah. And one of those questions last week was we talked about swimming pools, and we actually got an email, someone info@tonycurryradio.net said this guy, his name is Bill from Birmingham. He said, listen, I will always have a swimming pool and I would never buy a house without a swimming pool. And we talked, and we can kind of go over this again real quick because I thought it was a great question. I've never had a swimming pool. I want a swimming pool. And I know that it's a $50,000-$70,000 investment, depending on what kind of pool you want to have. You said never did go above ground type of pool. You want to do the in-ground kind of thing, but unless there's already a pool there, and I wanted to know why aren't the property values of a home with a pool better? Cause I would think it'd be good. Is having a pool, an advantage or not?
It's actually in Alabama, it's called a null, N-U-L-L.
Okay.
Null. So it doesn't increase or decrease. Some people look at it like, well, you have to have extra insurance in case a child falls in. We've heard of those horrific cases of a child from next door fell in a pool or something. So that's the first thing. Other thing is people love them. California, Florida, they are a must.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to sell something there. Whereas in Alabama, number one, are on the coast. Number two, we have a ton of lakes. So it's like to each person's own is their own. My sister was in a back apartment. Well, this is the kind of pool when I get my next house I'm going to put in. It's a salt pool. Mm-hmm. Very low maintenance. It does wonders for your skin and hydration and stuff like that. So to me, as me buying a house, Teresa, the human, I would be fine with a pool. If not, I would put a pool in. And that's what my sister did. She had a nice piece of property. And they told her after her back apartment that a salt pool would help her rehab a lot better.
Yeah.
And also, when I needed to lose a lot of weight, I was too heavy to work out. So a swimming pool helped me to learn to, you know, balance yourself. So there's a lot of health benefits to it other than just exercise and fun in the sun and relaxation. But also, it's the different type of insurances. So to me, as a person, I love pools. But to other people who either don't have the lifestyle, have small children and don't want to even think about the risk, or for people that just can't maintain them, then no, the pool's not going to be in their best interest. And they probably would either shut it down or fill it in.
Yeah. If you've ever flown into Phoenix International Airport, you realize just how important pools are, because every house has a pool, and it has to, because it's 170 degrees.
Over them,
yeah. It's crazy.
Two things, pools backed up to each other. It almost looks like a river in some of the seas.
It really does. Are pools as important, say, as bathrooms in that part of the country?
So that brings us to that next question. So when we're talking about the 12 things that increase the value of a home, mm-hmm. which kind of is where we are, the first one is flooring improvements. Number one, only have two, maybe three types of flooring in your house, like a tile for all bathrooms, something flooring for the kitchen, and then something for the living room. Now, a lot of people love I love wood. I love tiles. I love terracotta tiles. I love brick. I actually built a house with a brick floor.
A brick floor, really?
Low maintenance.
Okay.
Yep. In my personal house, I had a brick floor.
Wow.
Because I wanted to see what it was looking like. And so I would try things in these houses throughout the years to see what was good and not good. The second thing is, so of course, you're thinking about the flooring. Don't go with cheap carpet. Just builders don't, and good builders don't even use the cheap carpet. So I'm not even a carpet person by nature. I'm more of a hardwood. And if it's real hardwood, polish it, sand it, varnish it, take the time to restore it. Make it bigger, which is instead of having four tiny bedrooms, once you have three nice-sized bedrooms.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So make it a little bit better. And the addition projects to consider would be garages. If you have two, and if you don't have any, add one. It's not much difference. Sunrooms and bedrooms and kitchen expansions. Now, the two things that all women look at is a kitchen and the bathroom, where you spend a lot of your time.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to make sure the kitchen is nice with the appliances, and you're going to want to make sure that the bathrooms are updated along with the kitchen and the equipment. The next thing would be any type of a dormers or outdoor kitchens, decks, sheds and barns, and of course the infamous in-law quarters that most regular folks, we can't afford that.
Yeah.
So, but it's pretty cheap to replace garage doors. And to, I had one on Shades Crest. I was at yesterday. I had to check the garage door. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really nice. And when you remodel the kitchen, don't go with your taste. Go with what that time is. Remember, you're doing this to make more value. You want to increase your value. And I literally, Tony, I had an experience. If you'll let me share it, it'll be real. Multi-million dollar home in South Lake on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
The people were from Italy. They had Italian marble throughout, winding staircases, beautiful. But the house was painted for real, peach and baby blue.
Mm.
Yes, sir. You heard me. Yes, sir.
Nice.
So I said, well, ma'am, you're going to need to repaint the house because you've got this beautiful Italian flooring. You've got these beautiful fixtures and sculptures and built-ins. And I said, panoramic view, but this paint is not going to work. So I said, just go with something pretty neutral.
Yeah.
You would have thought that was enough. No, I come back. She has spent $25,000 painted it the same colors.
Oh, no.
I said, what part of neutral did you not understand? Like sandstone, taupe, canyon,
gray. What? Yeah.
But no, she had painted it this. Oh, I just wanted to cry. What's also becoming kind of famous right now, and you'll see this on an uptick, is basements that have their own access and exit so that if the child that comes back home or someone goes through a divorce or someone just simply wants to rent out someone, you know, like a, not an Airbnb, but like a rental, like an apartment or something, then you're going to want to make sure that you have those bathrooms, kitchens updated too. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah. You're going through a list of 12 things you need to do to your house to improve your property value. And I'm kind of going through some questions that I still had from last week. And we'll kind of cross and go back and forth because I'm sure some of the things that I'm going to ask you about are things that you're probably going to talk about you need to improve on.
Amen. So you go ahead with your next question.
Something else, and this probably doesn't have anything to do to improve on, but appraisers. I used to be a really good friend with an appraiser, a friend of mine, God rest his soul. He passed away several years ago of a brain tumor, but just a great guy. And it's what he did for a living. And he did all my appraisals. And I always felt more comfortable with him doing my appraisals because I knew that he was going to take care of me, quote unquote, take care of me. When you are appraising a home or having your home appraised, is it better to have somebody? I know everything should be on the up and up, but it does seem like appraisers could push the value of a home a little bit, particularly if you're wanting to refinance, something like that. But or you're better off to use the other person's appraiser. How do appraisals work?
Okay, well, a couple of different ways. If you're getting a mortgage, the appraiser is going to be ordered by the mortgage company.
Gotcha.
Because he's going to be assigned to protect their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean?
Sure.
However, you're exactly right. You can have two homes in the same neighborhood, same plan, same exact looking shape, and one will come in $20,000 more or less. What your responsibility as a realtor is to make sure that you've updated all the information in the systems. Check the tax records, check the MLS records, check the square footage. If they have done any repairs, like right now we're getting to the replace the windows and sidings, you have to note that because you won't, if someone over here next door hadn't replaced their siding or their roof in 20 years, but you did yours last year in the same house, same plan, same model, yours is going to be worth more simply because it's lower maintenance. You've done the stuff that you needed to do.
Yeah. Metal roofs. I had one of my last house. I only did because I was doing some commercials for a metal roofing company and they gave me just a hell of a deal. And I knew that was
maybe something. Can we pick you up for some more roofs?
It was something I had done some research and I knew that if I had a metal roof, I never had to worry about my roof again, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. It's not super loud. I think a lot of people think it's going to sound like, you know, rain on a tin top roof. It doesn't sound like that at all. They're fantastic. And it actually added a lot of value to my home because it's something I don't have to worry about having a new roof put on, or when was the last time you did have a new roof put on. But talk about metal roofs. Is it worth the investment?
Yes, it is. And for three reasons. First of all, I totally tell people, get you a metal roof or get you one of the tile roofs.
Okay.
They used to have lifetime warranty. Now lifetime's considered 50 years. They do transfer. I just did a house a few years back in Mountain Brook, the roof transfer. What we had to do was submit the new owner's information, and he was the CFO for Ram Pools. And so he got the benefit of the next 40 years of that roof. Oh. The other thing is, I think two episodes ago, and you'll have to go back and check me, I had talked with the insurance broker, remember? And he had said anything over 10 years, that was a hard no, that the roofs were not covered, that you could look on your declaration page of your insurance, and they would tell you that, you know, your deductible would go way up if you want your roof covered. If it's over 10 years old, he said that it's a hard no with all the insurance companies except Travelers, but he suspected Travelers would even, you know, come over by then. And that's what I wanted to say is that my sister had a metal roof and she said shingle, same thing. It doesn't sound loud. It's not rusty and corroded. It's not going to look terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
My son was looking at a Victorian historical home because he's got a whole bunch of kids. He got one wife, and in 1 year I got 6 grandchildren. They did me proud. You know, nice. Give me everything with one pregnancy.
How about that?
So we got some adopted children. We got some foster children. We got some biological. We just got a whole mix up. And I love it. Well, when he asked about his roof, I said the same thing. And his was not an expensive house. It was nothing like that. I just knew that the benefit is long term. Yeah. Your insurance is a lot less. Plus, I mean, it's more endurance.
It looks great too. I mean, it really does. It looks fantastic. And I mean, you can look at, I think a lot of people think that they're good for commercial buildings, and they are, but residentially speaking, you can drive through. If you're actually actively looking at roofs, you'll realize a lot of people are actually getting into those things. A question, we're talking to Teresa Autry. This is our brand new show called Home Field Advantage. So happy to have her on. 294-4210. If you've got questions, and of course the mortgage business, the real estate business, the brokerage business, everything's changing. Everything's weird. Numbers are going up. We had, I guess the job report came out, was it yesterday or early this morning? And that's going to change the numbers. And it looks like maybe the feds will be dropping the rates again, more so than we thought. So we'll get into that. We're going to be
if you're watching, feds, lower the rates.
And so if you need any questions answered, make sure you listen to the show wherever you get your favorite podcast. It's called Home Field Advantage with Teresa Autry and Tony Curry Radio. We just had this hurricane, Hurricane Helene, and I guess there's another one. Mm-hmm. That's fixing to brew down there in the Gulf Shores area and down there in the Gulf. And I saw this interesting piece on 60 Minutes about how insurance companies are not only trying to get the hell out of these flood zones, that basically everything is now considered a flood zone. First of all, but insurance, when you have home insurance, you don't have flood insurance. You just have home insurance, and you have to have separate insurance, flood insurance, if in fact you are in a beach area. And probably, I would probably say in the entire state of Florida, you probably need to have flood insurance at this point. But in some cases, you can't even get it. This story was talking like roughly 90% of all the appraisals from the people that came in to look after Hurricane Ian basically said, like, you need $200,000 worth of work. And then the insurance company come back and they cut them a check for $3,000 and said, no, well, we went and looked and it's not nearly as bad as this guy said, blah, 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 blah. And this seems to be a rampant issue because these insurance companies are losing their, you know, what's because the way the climate control has changed. From a mortgage standpoint, from a broker standpoint, You know when there's a house in a flood zone. I'm assuming you've probably sold a house in a flood zone. I don't know why. Uh-huh. And they're a hell of a lot cheaper because of that.
I think anything that's on the lake.
Yeah.
Even if you're on a cliff, you know, it's water problem.
Exactly.
So it's going to be more expensive just because you're touching water.
Yeah. Talk about what, because insurance is so important. And you mentioned what's the BMI, what's the insurance that goes along with your mortgage when you don't put
20%? Oh, PMI, that's PMI. The private mortgage insurance. We're not talking about that. That insurance is guaranteed the percentage of the loan that you didn't cover.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about 80-20, 85-15, 10%, 90%. So with the insurances first, you have to have the address of the home and you call a local brokerage who has access to all the insurance. There's actually only 4 insurance companies in the United States, but you have all these sub companies underneath.
Yeah.
But there's only 4 that write those actual policies.
I did not know that. Okay.
Sub companies. I learned something new every day.
That is something I had no clue. I had no idea.
But like, I had some property, for instance, it was 15 feet, a ravine, on a creek. It was not in a floodplain, had never flooded, but because it touched water, had to have flood insurance. And they would do that by a case-by-case basis. Also, if you are in a community and you have a lake, like even if it's man-built, you have to have like a flood insurance. And there's other things that, you know, we talked about the 100-year floodplain. Mm-hmm. Well, when Katrina happened, things flooded that had never flooded in 100 years.
Yeah.
So a lot of that had to be redone. I saw a piece of property online. And I can go into my systems and check things, a lot more information. And I saw that in 2014, it was then put into a flood zone.
Oh, wow.
I literally could read the document and see when it actually was put. Now, this has been here since Columbus visited America. But in 2014, it was instituted as a floodplain hazard.
If your home has ever been flooded. And I mean, we just had this hurricane come through and those homes up in Nashville. I don't remember the Grand Ole Opry. It was like 10, 11 years ago.
My cousin's flooded, no power. He's in North Carolina.
Yeah. And I was over in Clemson this past weekend. It was 40% of it was blacked out. It was crazy. So if you're not in a supposed flood zone, but your house has been flooded, is it automatically now in a flood zone?
No, because that could be what we call man-made flood, like your pipe burst.
Yeah. But if a hurricane comes through,
you're not in a flood zone. Your house flooded because of pipe burst.
Yeah, but I mean, if a hurricane comes through, it's not a pipe. I mean, if it floods your home, then your house is automatically in a flood zone.
No, I don't know the answer to that one. Okay. It's a percentage and an algorithm that they use. But what we do have is FEMA, and it's linked to the tax record. So when you go on and you pull up a property, you actually go to the bottom, hit the FEMA map, go and enter the address, and see if it's in a 1% floodplain, because it matters.
Yeah.
Like the percentage of your floodplain matters. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you're in less than 1%, no, you do not have to have flood insurance. But if you're over, like, I think it's 10%, you have to have flood insurance.
All right. I got more questions here, but I want to get some of your things too. And again, we'll be doing this show for a long period of time. So if you got any questions, info at TonyCurryRadio.net, Homefield Advantage, you can go to our email. We have a special email for that. 12 things you need to improve on to raise your property value. You kind of touched on several of those things, but give me a couple of specifics that perhaps homeowners out there can jump in.
One is to add smart technology. Yes, they are love it. They're drawn to the conveniences of systems and the potential energy savings. Your millennials and your younger group is, you know, obviously worried in regarding the energy efficiency stuff. So, yeah, install the energy efficient windows. Install the energy efficient HVAC. Don't be a cheap bum and go with something smaller that you know is not going to heat and cool the whole house. You're going to burn it up.
Yep.
And you'll be left spending more money again. So, just, I always say, buy once, save for life. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? So spend that money up front on those technology items. A lot of people love the programmable thermostat where you can literally access it from California. You're landing in 4 hours. You can have it set to come on in 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just all kind of wonderful things that you can do with that. The second thing is a little bit more kind of each person, which is make sure you declutter your house. You don't need 15 whatnots on the same shelf. You don't need everything that your kids ever made on your refrigerator. You know, you don't need to have a trip hazard or a waiver sign or read to get your door because of dogs.
Yeah.
I have dealt with it all. So, you know, just declutter. You know, we would like to ideally see the counters in the bathroom. We would ideally like to see the clean kitchen.
You're talking about when you're showing your home to sell?
No, I mean, like, before you even get ready.
Before,
like, start decluttering it.
Gotcha.
Because also, you know, with all the scams that's happening today, you'll go in a home and you might have an award on the wall that's got your full name on. They're going to, you know, copy that and figure something out. Well, we don't want that to happen. The other thing is take down all your personal stuff. Nobody cares that your little dog, Toto, from 1974, won a contest. They don't.
Yeah.
They just want to see themselves in your home. So, you know, make sure your closets are organized and you're using the space adequately. So declutter. You know you need to anyway. Give away them clothes that are never going to fit you. Honey, yeah. Honey, give them away. It's okay. Somebody else there needs them. It's okay not to have every bolt that you ever took out of any item. It's okay. I'm giving you permission to just release it.
Yeah,
it will help someone else. And the other thing is, like, make it make sense. You want your house to flow well, hence only one or two types of flooring. If you got carpet, then tile, then wood, it doesn't mix well. So try to make it make sense in your mind. Adding a fresh coat of paint. But
yeah,
again,
that, yeah.
Don't pick that purple or pink paint that you want because you've got that unicorn flowing inside of you. No. We need to go with some taupe. We don't care if you're Alabama or Auburn, Florida, LSU. I don't need any purple and gold walls. I need regular old taupe, Santone gray. I know it's monotonous, but or give a paint allowance.
Yeah.
I say paint's cheap. So that's that. And then make your necessary repairs. I mean, if you want me to, I can get you a handyman to come out there and fix 6 sheets of everything you needed to do while you were vacationing. And that's okay, because when you ask me where your equity is, I'm going to say, you remember when you went to Vegas? You remember when you went to Mexico? You remember when you went on that hunting trail? You remember that $400 dinner? Well, that was your equity, honey.
Yep.
Because you didn't fix the screen door.
Hey, listen, I was coming from, I was in a situation where I had to sell my house. It was ugly. I didn't want to sell my house. I wanted to stay in my house with my kids. I was doing everything I could possibly to stay in it.
And let me tell you, those are difficult because I represented the courts and divorce situations on probate. And it's really tough. So thank God for your patience on getting through that.
Well, I didn't have the money to put into the home. To have it deep cleaned. I had some green stuff growing on the side of, not a lot, but it needed to be pressure washed. But there are some really small things. I mean, it cost me $150 to have a pressure wash that made the house look brand new. I mean, it was just stuff that was on there for 5 or 10 years. But the really small things, I find it's kind of like a car. If you're not willing to fix the really small things, maybe there's a little hole in the wall or something like that, and it's been there forever. If you're not willing to fix those little things, then the next person looking at your home may realize, okay, what else is wrong with this place that I'm not seeing, that I'm not realizing?
Well, and that's when the investors come in.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you say, do you want to sell it as is and get out of it, or do you want to fix it and then try to sell it? Because, again, we don't want to put too much money in if we're not going to get a decent return. And some houses do need to be overhauled. I have great guys who are investors who go out there and will flip a house and turn it into something that's truly better for the community and for the human race. But you mentioned two things that I'm about to touch on. One is deep cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
It costs very little money to clean your house.
It does.
And if you ain't got the money, you got your physical body. If you don't know how to clean, YouTube it. It will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not sure, you know, don't buy 1,000 cleaning products and just sit there and not use them, because we all know those people.
Yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about. But yeah, deep cleaning costs nothing, but that comes into the organization and decluttering. As you're getting rid of everything, and I used to manage years ago hotels, so you clean from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mop your floor, then clean your ceiling fan.
Yeah.
It just don't make sense. So that deep cleaning stuff, decluttering stuff, that's free. In fact, you get some refreshing reward out of decluttering because you're giving that to truly an organization or people that need it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how many white pair of shoes do you need? By the way, I love them leopard shoes of yours.
I think this is my Snoop Dogs.
And tidy landscaping. That's another thing. Very cheap. You can do it yourself, or you can get someone at Lowe's to give you some recommendations. But yeah, tidy landscape.
Let me ask you this. Are you better off if your landscaping looks like hell, like my last one did? I mean, I didn't touch a bush for like 10 or 11 years. Are you better? I cleared the whole thing. I cleared the whole yard. The trees and stuff I obviously left, but all the bushes and stuff in the front that were overgrowing and running into each other and stuff, nothing was separated anymore. I'd ripped everything out of the ground.
Was going through some frustration.
A big part of it. It felt really good to have, you know, a chainsaw in my hand for one weekend. Yeah, really, because there were a lot of her plants. So I decided I just wanted to cut them out the root.
I appreciate that honesty there. Don't think I didn't get that.
So I just ripped and everyone was like, man, have you lost your damn brain? Everyone thought I was like, you know, a Christmas vacation, you know, with the chainsaw. I walked outside and just started cutting
her hands over here.
Exactly. And so a lot of people thought I lost my mind. But I thought it was going to add to the value of the home. At least you know what you're starting with. You know what you got. You can put your own plants. I didn't want to go ahead and invest and put a bunch of bushes back in. But I was told by my realtor that it's better to have something out front than have nothing at all.
Well, I will give you 2 points of view because I always try to look at it from each angle.
Okay.
That's the thing that makes me so versatile is number one, for instance, like the paint is cheap. Mm-hmm. You go with a new color, they can paint it themselves. It's cheap.
Yeah.
If you are talking about ripping up custom hardwoods and putting them back down, no, don't do that because you don't know what that's going to be their taste.
Exactly.
The other thing is on landscaping, I would have probably said either rip them out, cut them down, back them up, do something. I'm a person, I love color. So even if you had to buy some plants at Lowe's and set them outside, you're adding some color to the property. If you have bushes that are winter blooming, you know, get you a little bit of color for the summer. If you have bushes that are summer blooming, get you a little color for the winter, you know.
Maybe take stuff too I can take with me too, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Like for instance, I would rather see one or two. And I actually, when I lived in my bigger house, I got yard of the month several times because I love flowers. I love fresh cut flowers. And I had lilies special. I had tiger lilies and beautiful lilies and roses, and it was gorgeous. And I could go out there and cut my own and make me in 6 or 8 rooms, I could have fresh flowers sitting
there. You go. Oh, nice.
And that's pretty and nice, but then you got to think about maintaining them.
Yeah.
So I often say with landscaping, simple is better.
Yeah.
So get you a landscape company hat, or you can edging makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Get someone to edge a property. You know, cut it, edge it. And then the other thing is when you take stuff out, if you don't have anything to put back, at least put some nice tree bark or a nice gravel or something to lay down that gives it that I am maintaining it. Or this is, you cut everything, make it look nice and neat, and give them a budget. Here's your carpet allowance budget. I wasn't sure what color to pick. So here's $1,500. Go to the carpet store, get you some. Or here is a painting allowance, or, you know, landscaping. We were talking about pools a while ago. Well, you've got to have a fence up.
Sure.
Well, if you found this perfect house with this perfect yard and you're good to go, the next logical step is to get make sure it has a fence and get you a pool.
Craziest thing.
Build the pool, then the fence, so people know.
Craziest thing, since I'm renting, so I'm not having to worry about the landscape. I don't even have to cut the grass here. And the bushes don't look good. They look like hell. They look like they've been there forever, but it's like whatever. And I could put some more bark down. But I bought a palm tree, like one of those smaller. Now the thing is almost as tall as I am. But I bought a palm tree, and I put it out by the front door. I've had more people come by and say, your landscaping looks great. My yard looks like hell. I got anthills. I've got all the bushes are dead. My dogs pee on them and everything else. But because that one palm tree that I put out by front, and it's one of these palm trees I can leave out. It's big enough now. I can leave it out all winter and I water it, keep it. But I've had more people drive up and say, my landscaping looks great because that one palm tree, it was $24. And so, I mean, you get a couple palm trees, put them in a yard. It just makes it look festive. It looks like good.
I'm telling you, if you cannot do it yourself, I promise you, just go to Lowe's.
Yeah.
They've got beautiful plants and stuff, or go to your nursery, whatever, and just get it and go.
Yeah, great stuff. Teresa, wonderful stuff. Expert Realty, 294-4210, 294-4210. Give everyone your email so people can find you through your email, and I know you'll respond to everything.
This is Tish. She's my new qualifying broker.
All right.
Tish, this is Tony.
Hey, Tish, how are you? Look at that. We got special guest Tish joining us.
My broker brought me to Vicky's. So what's your broker bring you?
Nice to meet you, Tish. We'll get her on the next show.
Yes, she went into her office. I probably annoyed her with my voice carrying. But anyways, you asked for my email. We can do the teresa.autry@gmail.com or teresa.expertrealty@gmail.com.
And spell Autry for us, just so we know.
A-U-T-R-E-Y.
R-E-Y, there you go.
Thank you for reminding me, because I literally have a gentleman go, is it A-L-L-T-R-E-E?
Altree, yeah, there you go.
I said, it's a little different.
Keep those emails coming, info@tonycurryradio.net, and give Teresa a phone call, 294-4210, or check her out, her email. She does wonderful work, and this is called Home Field Advantage. We'll do it again next week. Thank you, baby doll. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.